Bank of Cardiff, this is Jeremiah. How can I help you?
How you doing, Jeremiah?
Good, how are you?
Good.
Good, what can I do for you?
I've got this invitation or whatever, this letter you guys sent out.
Oh, okay. Do you have a 16-digit reservation code on there?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
It's 2311.
Uh-huh.
4201.
Uh-huh.
0052-5996.
5996?
Yeah.
Great. And what's the number you're calling from, just in case we get disconnected? I can call you right back.
It's 214.
214?
534.
Uh-huh.
6291.
6291. Okay. And you said it was Steven, right?
Yes, sir.
All right, Steven. What's the name of your business?
It's Big Five Firewood.
Big Five Firewood. Great. And is your business, are you guys incorporated, a corporation, or an LLC? How are you structured?
We're LLC. We've been doing this for about 10 months.
Okay.
Everything's going good. We just want to expand, maybe consolidate some of the equipment that we have.
Okay.
Into one payment as opposed to three or four, five payments that we have.
Okay.
And probably maybe just a little bit more working capital just to get us through the winter or get us prepared better for the winter. It means we'll have to hire some more employees, maybe some more splitters, maybe even purchase a processor. I don't know, just depending on what... how this goes with you guys. I don't know how all this works, so it's kind of
okay.
Sticking my toe in the water and see what it feels like.
So. No, absolutely. I totally understand. Well, we can help you with both. We can do a few different things. We have a working capital where I can get you actual capital and you can use it however you want. Or if you're looking to bring on, you know, specific machinery or equipment, we can help finance that as well. So kind of just, it's up to you on how you want to go, what route you want to take. We can do it all though. So with, keep in mind, if we go equipment, those term loans are going to be a little bit longer with maybe a little better rate. If we go capital, those are more of a short-term loan. So we'd be looking to get paid back here in about anywhere from 9 to 24 months.
I got you.
So it kind of depends on, you know. Go ahead.
I'm listening. Go ahead. I'm listening.
I was going to say, it really depends on, you know, if you want the capital, we have no problem getting it to you. I just wanted you to keep in mind that it would be paid back in a shorter period of time. So if you're coming to your busy season and you know that, you know, you're going to make the money and it's not going to be a problem, working capital might be the best fit for you.
Right. As far as like, the whole reasoning behind, you know, that would be awesome if we can make or get a longer term. Cheaper
okay.
payments on our equipment, and maybe even purchase another piece of equipment. See, I want to actually add another truck and another trailer, and I've got a skid steer right now and a truck and a trailer.
Okay.
Two trailers, but the truck and the trailer are financed, and the skid steer is financed through different companies. So I kind of like to stick all of them in one area and just make one payment. And if y'all can stretch it out for however long, you know, whatever it is, you know, it'd be good.
Okay.
To make my payment cheaper, make my profit at the end of the month larger. You know what I mean?
Okay. Yeah, let me ask you a few questions. What did you guys do? How long? You said you've been in business for about 10 months now?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you 100% owner of the business?
It's me and another guy, Jeff.
Okay.
Douglas.
Okay, so you guys are 50-50?
Yeah.
Okay. What'd you guys do in sales so far?
Right now, what it is we've got a contract out of Colorado that we're averaging about 40 to 60 cords a month.
Okay.
But we also do logging.
Okay.
And the logging part of it, we probably, I don't know. It just varies. It goes from anywhere from $4,500 a week to about $7,500 a week.
Okay.
But a lot of that, money goes to payments on the equipment. We got a piece of equipment that's down right now, so we're having to lease another piece of equipment, and it's running about $3,000 a month.
Mm.
Yeah. So they're taking a lot of our profit away. We're getting one of the skid steers getting fixed right now, but we're having to lease one, so it's eating up a lot of our profit.
Okay.
Plus we're having to pay for labor on the firewood end of it as well, you know, so.
Okay.
You don't leave a whole lot on the bone at the end of the month.
I understand.
So.
Okay.
So
what is it exactly that you guys do? Are you a logging company and something else, or?
What we do, you know, of course, oak and hickory and your pecan are all your basic firewood or cooking wood uses, right?
Correct.
So everything that we don't use as firewood, like your sweet gum, your piss elm, your bodark, stuff like that, that you can't use for firewood, we take it to the mill and get $60 a ton for it. 11 foot 6-inch links.
Oh wow!
And 12 inches or bigger, as far as the tops means, the log has to be 12 inches or bigger. So, and we've got 4 or 5 different locations out here that we can take all this stuff to. I'm just one guy. Got a guy that's in the partner of mine. He cuts all the trees, and we got another guy that fetches all the trees out of the woods, and then we've got 5 or 6 guys that actually do the firewood aspect of it. So we're trying to get our feet up, or just get our feet underneath this and run with this. And there's a lot of money to be made in this. We're just, you know, me and Jeff have been in the oil field the last 10 years, and November the door shut on us at where I worked at, and the company that he worked for ended up getting sold out. And he decided he wanted to come home, so we've been in the oil field for a while, so it's just kind of nice to be home and do our own thing and
absolutely
start our own business. I mean, and it's going to be profitable. It's just getting our name out there, and the firewood business itself, you don't have to sell firewood. I mean, it sells itself. People are looking forward because people that do this, they don't do it anymore like us. They don't. There's not too many people out there that's willing to go out and split a cord of wood and sell it. You know what I mean? They'll go buy it before they have to produce it. So, it's nice.
Okay, well, that sounds good. Sounds like you guys are, you know, just starting off. And, $4,500 to $7,500 a week is pretty good. You know, that's
right.
I'm sure you could increase that easily if it's, you know, you guys have the right materials and the right equipment there to help you do this business.
Right.
So I do feel like we can do something to help you out. The best thing that we can do is just so we can talk some hard numbers and kind of get a little bit more detail here is I need to have you guys fill out this application that I got here. I can email it to you because I need actually both of your signatures on there because you're both 50-50.
Okay.
And then once I get that and I get like some business bank statements from you, I don't think you guys have a tax return, right?
what we do is I do have some checks that we get from the mail or from the mill. The mill will actually give us, they'll write us a check every Friday they give us a check. So I have documentations of that. I have the documentations of the actual mill runs to the mill. You know, the weight tickets and stuff like that. The prices vary because they either demand it one month and they may not demand it the next month. Not that they won't take the wood, but the price goes up and down. It's just like steel or gold or silver. It's just another commodity. You know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely.
So, but I do have some stuff that we can prove what we're making. It's not okay. That we don't have that.
Do you have? Do you guys have a business checking account?
Yes, sir.
Okay, good. Yeah, the tax return won't be a big deal because you guys are just kind of new. But the bank statements, and then what we'll do is have both you guys fill out the application, and we'll take it from there.
Okay. All right.
What's a good email? Go ahead.
Let me ask you this question. Now, say for instance, all right, so what in your mind, what do you think we should do or how we should do this?
Okay, so there's a few options, okay? This is what I'm thinking. As far as the equipment, I feel like we can do something as far as bringing on some new equipment. Consolidating all the equipment, that's going to be a little tough, okay? I'm going to try it and see if we can manage something and try to make that happen, but it might be a little tough. But what I know I probably can do is get you a good rate and a good deal on some equipment that you're looking to get to help, you know, get your business going.
Right.
As far as capital goes, I might be able to do something to get you, let's say I get you some equipment, and then let's say I get you some capital on top of that, so that way it can help you guys with cash flow. And
right.
for you to able to, so we're going to try to do both. There's a few different, we have so many programs here. What I'm going to do is I need to gather all the information from you, and then I can see what I can get you approved for. Once we know what you're approved for, I come back to you and then kind of lay it out, and then you and your partner can talk about what's the best avenue for you guys to take for your business.
Right. Well, in the beginning of our conversation, you said something about the loans on your working capital is a short-term loan versus your loan on your capital on your
equipment.
On your equipment. So are those going to be two different payments? Are they going to be in one payment? Or is that... That's kind of the reason why I'm trying to do all this, trying to consolidate everything so we're not...
Yeah, well, it depends on how much we get approved for. That's really what it comes down to. So I know that you guys just want to have the one instead of a bunch. So that's going to be my first goal and my first priority for you guys, is trying to get you this one big, large loan to be able to cover everything and just have one payment. If we can't do that, then we'll go to the second option as far as like, okay, equipment's probably going to be a little bit more important than capital at this time, because you guys need some pieces of equipment to help you run the business. So we'll try that as a second avenue.
Okay.
And then if that doesn't work, then maybe we can see if we can get you some capital to help pay for different things.
Right. Well, see, okay. Well, I'll tell you what, this thing has an application with it. Is that what the same thing you're talking about giving me?
No, I need an actual wet signature from you guys, so it's easier for me to just send it over to you in an email, and then that way I can list what I would need as far as like the bank statements, and then I'll send you all my contact info as well. That way, if you need to get a hold of me, you can call me directly.
Okay.
What's a good email?
Troy Ditto. I'll just give it to you. It's Troy Ditto. Racing at yahoo.com.
@yahoo.com. Okay, so I got Troy, Troy, Ditto, Ditto, number one, racing, @yahoo.com.
That's it.
Okay, and your first name was Steven, right?
Steven, yeah.
Okay.
I go by Troy, though.
Okay, you go by Troy. Okay, got it. Go by Troy. All right. Hello. All right, Troy, well, I'll send that over. How soon do you think you guys can get me that info?
Let me and him work everything out. How about Monday morning?
Yeah, absolutely. There's no rush. We work on your pace. So whenever you guys are ready and, you know, you can get your head above water, you let me know, and then I'll work with you.
Absolutely. And what was your name again?
Jeremiah.
Jeremiah, okay. All right,
okay.
Jeremiah.
Sounds
good.
All right, we'll be in touch, Troy. Appreciate it.
All right, Jeremiah. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome.
All right, bye.
Bye.